Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Now, I don't know about you, but this time of year brings out the want to get up and jam a little, or a lot. So I thought we'd go live for today's tunes with one of the best live acts I've ever had the pleasure of knowing, seeing, and experiencing. I'm talking about Lowell George and Little Feat. Now, the band's name came from Frank Zappa's drummer, Jimmy Carl Black's comment about Lowell's tiny little feet. The spelling, F-E-A-T instead of F-E-E-T, is said to be a tribute to the Beatles. Now, there's several stories as to why Frank fired Lowell from the Zappa band. One was that he thought he was just too talented and needed to go out on his own. Another was that he played a 15-minute guitar solo with his amp off. And then there were the drug references in the song Willin'. But I guess no matter which one you believe, we've got to be glad he did. Now, Frank also helped get the band a record deal. So Feats were formed, and their first two albums, Little Feat and Sailin' Shoes, received critical acclaim, but little commercial success, and the band split up. A new version reared its head some months later, and Lowell and the boys were off to the funky races. Four albums in 5 years, and a large, loyal following that couldn't get enough. And by 1977, the band seemed to be moving towards a jazz fusion sound, which, quite frankly, Lowell had little interest in. But that summer, they did record live performances in London and Washington, D.C., and one of the most amazing live albums ever was created. So today, a taste of good boogie and good stuff from Little Feat and Waiting for Columbus here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Thank you.
chimney, I won't be lazy. Old folks boogie down on the farm. Wheelchairs, they were locked on me numb. Fed off pacemakers with matching the lungs. Give it just one more chance to spin one more yarn. And you know that you're over the hill. Man makes a promise.
Deceiving. Got an uncle in Puerto Rico. was a hero. But only time will tell if he's real. He's a legend from heaven. If he ain't, he will save you from hell. Time loves a hero.
Inside. Tennessee. sure could play. She always liked to sing along. She's always handy with a song. And then one night in the lobby, yeah, of the Commodore Hotel, I chanced to meet a bartender who said he knew her well. And as he handed me a drink, he began to hum a song. And all the boys there at the bar began to sing along. If you be my Dixie Chicken, I'll be your Tennessee Lamb. And we can walk together down in Dixieland. Down in Dixieland.
Little Feet Live from Waiting for Columbus here on Tunes. We heard All That You Dream, a Paul Bearer, Billy Payne song. Old Folks Boogie, Time Loves a Hero. Spanish Moon, one of my faves. And Dixie Chicken. Now, one note about this piece of music is that a good bit of Lowell's vocals and slide work were redone in the studio after the fact. But it still has that magic for me, hopefully for you too. I had Lowell in the studio before an Aragon show. I think it was spring of 76. And he was unhappy about there being tickets left. His line was something to the effect of, what do I got to do, man? Give something away to these people to get them out to the show? So he offered the band's traveling refrigerator full of goodies. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe he gave it away on stage that night. His weight and his personal excesses did him in at a very early age. Heart attack in June of 79 at the age of 34, touring on his solo album. But Little Feet made a ton of great music in their time. And we certainly can thank Paul Bearer and Sam Clayton, Kenny Gradney, the late Richard Hayward, Billy Payne, and of course, the late, lovely, and very talented Lowell George. Plus the Tower of Power Horns. Quite a package. Little Feet, live, Waiting for Columbus. From Tucson to Tucum Carey, glad you were willing to enjoy the boogie. That's Tunes for now. Keep tweeting us on Twitter and following us on Facebook and on the web. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.